Ezrat Hashem Yisparech, today we begin Eif Daf in Shas, Daf Tes, in Meseches Brachas. We will pick up on the new topic of Daf Tes, and that is new in the sense that we've been doing Agadata for the last 5, 6, 7 blot, and now we will come back to the Mishnah about the Halachos of Kriya Shema and the latest and earliest times for Kriya Shema. The sugya begins on Chesam Ebeiz, 8 lines from the bottom, possibly 10 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah told us that Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that the Zman of Kriya Shema is until Alos HaShachar. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, the Gemara continues, Halacha ka Rabbi Gamliel. We follow Rabbi Gamliel. Tanyim Shema Yechai, Oimer, Pam Shadim Kara Kriya Shema Shtei Pamim, Balayla. Rabbi Shema Yechai observes, since we pass in the Karak Rebbe Gamliel, a person can read Kriya Shema 2 times in one night, Achaz Kodem She'ala Morashacha, once prior to the morning star, V'achaz Achaz She'ala Morashacha, and the other afterwards, V'yotz V'nidecha V'asso Achaz Shal Yom V'achaz Shal Laila, and he'll be able to fulfill his obligation for reading Kriya Shema during the evening and during the day. The one that he read before Alos is for the evening. The one he reads after Alos is for the day. Asks the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha, the language of Rabbi Shimon Yochai seems to contradict. Amrit, Pam Shadim Koresh Kriya Shema, Shtei Pam Balayla. Originally, he had said that a person is reading Kriya Shema 2 times at night. What does that mean? That means that both before Alos and after Alos is called night. Al Malacha Shiala Mashacha Lailahu. It's called night. Vahadar Tani Yotzvani Dechavaso. Yet we consider as if he fulfilled his obligation of the day. Yet you called, you, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, you called it 2 times at night. And at the same time, you said the one after Alos HaShachar is considered the day. Which one is after Alos HaShachar? Is it considered day or night? Hamli Mamu. Answers the Gemara, 6 lines before the bottom of Chesam Abayz, Loi Loi Lam, Lailo. Really, it's called night. Baha Dekari Layoim, and this that we call a day, the Ika Inchi the Kaimi Bahi Shaita. The people are up at this time, and since people are up, even though it's considered night, one is Yode, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Gemara continues 5 lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Acha Bar Chanina. We follow the opinion of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai that one can read before Alos and after Alos. Ikad Masal Ad Rav Chanina, Ad Sarm Shimma Yechai Omer. Some said that when Rav Acha Bar Chanina said this, he was talking about a different statement of Rav Shimma Yechai. Amar Reb Bishem Reb Mishum Rav Yakiva. The Rav Shimma Yechai said name Rav Yakiva. Pa'am Sha'adam, Kori Kriya Shema Shtei Pam Biyom, Achas Kodem Hanetzachama, Va'achas Achar Netzacham, Yotze Bohen, Yechavos Achas Shel Yom, Yachas Shel Laila. Rav Yakiva said things differently. And he said, if you read before nates and after nates, then you yotze one for the night and one for the day. Similarly, the Gemara asked the same question. Hagufa kasha, amit pa'amim sha'adam, kari kriya shema, shtei pa'amim bayayim. You said, the person read kriya shema 2 times in one day. That means, at first glance, alma kodem netzachayim mamahu. That seems to say that before Netzachama is considered day. V'hadar tan yotzvein yideh chavaso, achashal yom achashalayl. Yeah, for the one in Netzachama, you say he got kiyum of night. But then we just say that it's considered as if he read it in the day? Amalaylu. Kedez the Gemara, and tesamid aliv, the first word, loy loy lamamu. Really, it's considered day. Before Netzachama, as long as it's after Alos. V'hai dekari leilayl, and this is called night. Ti'ika inshi de Ganu by Hishaita, because there are some people who are still schluffing away at that time, before Netzachama, that therefore it's still considered a Zman of Shchiva. Amar Rachabar Rab Chanina, Amar Rab Shum, Alev Halacha Rab Shimon Shomar Mishum Rab Yekiu. We follow the opinion that says that even before Nates, you could be Mekayim, says Rabbi Acha, the mitzvah of Kriya Shema v'layla. Am Rabbi Zeira, ubelvad shelo yomer hashkivenu. Rabbi Zeira says that Nevertheless, if one is reading it so close to the daytime, one should not say Hashkivenu. Rashi explains that Hashkivenu indicates that it is the time in which people are beginning to go to sleep. And this is discussing Sof Zman Shchiva, the end of going to sleep. Tosfos Nibra Maskul Uvad Shelo Ye'omer has a pointed disagreement with Rashi. When in which did the Gemara say you cannot say Hashkivenu? We had two machlokas on Chesam Ebeis between the Tanoim. One machlokas was a case in which there was Kriyashma before Nates and a Kriyashma after Nates, and the other was a case in which there was Kriyashma before Alos and Kriyashma after Alos. Rashi learns that even if we're talking about a Kriyashma before Alos, that is not the time that people begin to go to sleep, hence Ashkivenu is not appropriate. Tosfos challenges it, questions it, and then quotes a Sar Mekutzi that disagrees and says that if we were talking about before Alos, then it would be a Dover Poshut that he'd be able to say the Birchos Krishma of Hashkivenu. However, we are talking about an instance where it's before Nate, not before Alos, and then Hashkivenu is inappropriate. According to Tosos, Alos prior to it would definitely be considered a period of Hashkivenu. The Gemara describes the instance that Rabbi Acha bar Rabbi Chanina decided that one could rely on the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that one could read Kriyat Shema for the night even after Alos HaShachar, as long as it's prior to Nates. When Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef came, he said that this statement Rabbi Acha bar Rabbi Chanina, one could follow Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, that was stated in the name of Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had taught, Lav the Ferish Itmar El Mechlola Itmar. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi never expressly stated that he paskins like Rashbi in the name of Rabbi Akiva. However, it could be inferred from the following story. Some things don't change. Dahu zuga d'rabbanan. There was a couple of rabbanan, the ishtakar, bihilule, the brei, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, that got drunk at the wedding of the son of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Also the kamei Rabbi Shua ben Levi, they came from Rabbi Shua ben Levi, asked him what to do. Amar, he said, the famous expression we have in Shas, kedayu Rabbi Shimon l'smochalov b'shas hadchat. Rabbi Shimon is worthy to rely on him, b'shasatchat. Even if we don't follow him in a case lahalacha, but b'shasatchat, one could definitely rely on Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara continues discussing the story that clinched our understanding of Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah. That is, Rabbi Gamliel's kids came home, it was way past Chatzos, and nevertheless, Rabbi Gamliel told them to say Kriyashma. They had asked their father what they should do. Asks the Gemara, 10 lines from the top and Testament Aleph, Va'ad ha-shaloshim yidu ha-degar m'gila. Did they not know beforehand what their father's position was that they needed to ask the Shaila? Explains the Gemara, no, they were learned. Hachi kamrali. This is what they said to their father. Rabbanan pli yelavech, v'yachiv ram halacha kiravim. Do the Rabbanan disagree and say that the mitzvah is until Chatzos, and you hold that Talos HaShachar, and you are a minority position, we follow majority in the place of minority? Oh, Dilma, Rabbanan kavasech svirlu. Or maybe the rabbis agree with you. V'haydeh kamiyad Chatzos, kidei laharchik odom min ha'avera. And the reason that they say until Chatzos is to distance a person from ha'avera. To which Rabbi Gamliel responded, Amalu, he said to them, Rabbanan kavasisrili, they agree with me, v'chayovin atem, and you are chayiv, even though it is after Chatzos, but before Alos. V'haydik army at Chatzos, and this that the Rabbanan said Chatzos, k'dei l'harchik of ha'adam min ha'avera, to distance a person from doing the avera, so that he already took care of Kriyat Shema already before. The Mishnah gives other examples of cases where the mitzvah is until Chatzos, and yet there is also a kiyum until Amud HaShachar. And the Mishnah's example is Hekter Chalovim, that when one brings up the fats, So then in such a case, the mitzvah is to do it until chatzos. But the psulina only applies by alos ha-shachar. Analyzes the Gemara 6 lines before the wide. Hector chalavim. Mishnah says hector chalavim. V'ilu achilas psachim lo k'tani. But Mishnah does not mention the eating of the carbon pesach. Asks the Gemara, but carbon pesach, the mitzvah is to eat it until alos. Why did the Mishnah not choose to use that example? Uremini. The mashmos of our Mishnah seems to indicate that carbon pesach is different, and carbon pesach does not apply until alos hashachar. Yet the rule that we had said about carbon pesach until alos hashachar is found in a brisa. Kriyashma arvis v'halal b'leile pesach. Kriyashma at night, halal on the night of pesach, v'achilas pesach on the eating of the carbon pesach, mitzvah not shi'alam min hashachar. Yet our Mishnah that does not mention the carbon pesach seems to indicate that the mitzvah is only until chatzos, and that one would be over lina already after that point. Rav Yosef lo kasher. Rav Yosef said it's not a question. Ha Rav Elazar ben Azariah, ha Rav Akiva. That is exactly dependent on a machlokas between Rav Elazar and Rav Akiva. The sanya, as we learned in the brayso, achol es habosar b'layla hazeh. The Torah tells us you should eat the meat of from Pesach on that night. Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Omer, me'mar kan b'layla hazeh, v'ne'mar lahalon v'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. It says b'layla hazeh in regards to Karim Pesach, and it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu passed over Egypt on that night. And the same expression balayla exists. Malahalan ad chatzos, afkan ad chatzos. Just like over there, mitzvah was until chatzos. And what does that mean? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given the sivu until chatzos. So too over here, when it comes to Karim Pesach, the mitzvah is until chatzos. This is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah. This opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, many of us are very familiar with, even though, unfortunately, we're not so familiar in terms of the halachas of Karban Pesach. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be shortly. However, in regards to other things about the night of Pesach, like eating the afikomen before chatzos, that comes from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that the mitzvos halayla exist only until chatzos, based on this idea of balayla hazeh. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Amar le Rabbi Akiva, v'alok far nemar b'chipazot. But it also says in regards in Karban Pesach, b'chipazon, that in a state of hurriedness, ad shas chipazon, until the time that hurriedness took place. Now, says Rashi in Dibar Maschul shas chipazon, that the hurriedness of Bnei Yisrael took place till Amod HaShachar. By Amod HaShachar, that's when they left their houses, and they were eating the Karban Pesach, claims Rabbi Akiva, until the shas chipazon. And so therefore it extends, the mitzvah extends until alos hashachar. Im kein, but according to Rabbi Akiva, ma tam loimer balayla. Why does it say balayla according to Rabbi Akiva? Yochel yeinechol ki kachim bayom. I would think that it's like kachim. Normally kachim you have a night and a day to be able to eat it. Tam loimer balayla. Balayla hu nechal velo bayom. Karban Pesach is different, that you eat it during the day and not at night. Mark continues to analyze. Fish, Lemelu Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, this Lake Rishava, Itzruch Mechtav Le Hazeh. Because the Gzer Shava, to tell you to equate it to the Balayla Hazeh, Vakodesh Baruch Hu's Chatzai, going over Egypt, it needs to say Balayla Hazeh in regards to Karban Pesach, Ela the Rebbe Akiva, Hai Hazeh Mayav. What's he going to do with this Hazeh? Answers the Gemara, Lemiute Laila Acheruda. It's coming to preclude a totally different night. What would be the other different night that you would think that there's Karban Pesach? Zalkadaitach, I mean, I would thought whole Pesach Kochim Kalim, since Pesach is considered like Kochim Kalim, the halacha is that Kochim Kalim can be eaten in Yerushalayim. Kochei Kadoshim, there are some karbonos that are Kochei Kadoshim, so those karbonos could only be eaten in the Migdash itself and in the Azara. So too, over here, when it comes to Karban Pesach, it does not have the rule of Kodesh Kedoshim. It could be in throughout Yerushalayim. So Halacha is, says the Gemara, Ho, Elu Pesach Kodeshim Kalim, Ushlamim Kodeshim Kalim. So Pesach is like a Shlamim. Shlam, for example, would be someone who brings a Nadava on the Beis HaMigdash. So then, that is considered Kodeshim Kalim. Another example of kachim kalim would be a bechor or meiser behema, in contrast to a karban chatas, which is kache kachim. So halacha is that kachim kalim needs to be eaten specifically in Yerushalayim, but does not have to be in the Migdash. What is a Pesach like? A karban chatas, or is it like kachim kalim? The answer is it's like kachim kalim, and it could be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. Therefore, the Gemara says we would have thought to make the following mistake. Eight lines into the wide on Teslamet Aleph. Mash lomim nechol l'shnai yom v'layla echad. We would have thought, af Pesach nechol shtei laylos b'makom shtei yomim. I would have thought that Karban Pesach could be in two nights. V'yehei nechol l'shtei laylos v'yom echad. And it could be in for two nights in one day. Kamash v'layla hazeh b'layla hazeh hu nechol v'eina nechol b'layla acher. It could only be eaten on the night of Pesach and no other night. Period. So the Gemara has explained that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah learned the psukim differently b'layla hazeh, and that leads them to an important halacha l'maisa machlokis, which has implications starting with Karban Pesach, but even for our night of Pesach, where unfortunately we don't have the Karban Pesach, and that is, do the mitzvos apply until chatzos, or do they apply to the next morning? So we have the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that says that the halacha is that it applies until chatzos, where Rabbi Akiva says it applies the whole night. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, I don't need this whole drasha b'layla hazeh to tell you that's not two nights. He says, that I know already from the pasuk. It says, don't leave over the Karban Pesach until the morning. So that means that you only have one night. Rabbi Akiva, yimei hasam hava mina mai boker, Boker Sheni, I would have thought that it means the morning of the second night. For Rabbi Elazar, Amar Lecha Kol Boker, Boker Rishonu. When the Torah says Boker, it always means the first morning. Bezer Hashem, in the Halacha section, we will discuss the implications of this machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, Halacha Lemaisa, for the night of Pesach. There is another important issue that relates to Pshat in our Gemara that is discussed in Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil, Rebbe Elazar, and we will discuss it for 5 minutes in regards to the Yesod, as well as a beautiful idea that I heard from my Rabbeim, who heard from their Rabbeim. In Tosfos Dibur HaMaskil, Rebbe Elazar, Tosfos points out a very fascinating anomaly within Shitas Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. And that is that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, on the one hand, says the mitzvah is until chatzos, yet at the same time, Tosfos asks, but he also quotes the pasuk, Lo tesiru menu ad boker, that the mitzvah to get rid of the Karban Pesach is at alos hashachar. Well, which one is it? Is it that the zman of the Karban Pesach is chatzos, or is the zman of alos hashachar? How could Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say that on the one hand, the mitzvah is to eat only at chatzos? If that would be so, then one would have thought that the Isser of Lina already should start from Chatzos. Yet, as the Gemara itself points out, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the simple reading of the Pasuk is, and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah goes with that, the simple reading of the Pasuk is that there is an Isser of Lina. Now, Tosfos gives an answer that he gives. On Shabbos HaGadol, in Tavshin Samach Dalid, I was zochet to hear from my Rebbe in America, one of my great Rabbeim in America, Rabbi Braunspiegel, in the name of Rav Soloveitchik, that he had heard 50 years before from Rav Soloveitchik, a beautiful mahalach from him that was based on the Torah of Rav Chaim. I then found later that Rav Michal Shurkin records it in Harei Kedem, Chelek Beis, Simen Nun Dalad, and the thrust of the mahalach that Rav Soloveitchik developed went as follows. I heard from Rav Braunspiegel, who heard from Yosha Ber Soloveitchik, who heard from Rav Chaim, that when it comes to the Karban Pesach, there are two parts of the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach. One is the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach that relates to particularly the night of Pesach to eat the Karban with Matzos Umorah, Al Matzos Umorah Miachulu. And then there's another halacha that's considered Kachim, as we saw in our Gemara. It's considered Kachim Kalim. The mitzvah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Amatzos Umorah Yachlu, applies until Chatzos. However, it's Chalos Shem Kachim, its identity as Kachim, so that when it comes to all Kachim, you eat it the entire night. We never find when it comes to kachin that it starts in the middle of chatzos. So in regards to Reb Chaim's other din of kachin, the halacha of nosar only starts, which is a general halacha of kachin, only starts when it comes to alos hashachar. So what emerges is, what doesn't make sense at first glance, the beauty of the Torah of Bris, is what doesn't make sense at the first glance in Reb Elazar ben Azariah, that he has both chatzos and nosar. The answer is a no. Each one corresponds to a different component of the mitzvah. One is the mitzvah of eating it on the night of Pesach, which applies until chatzos, and then, as following all halachas of kachim, it still has regular dinei kachim kalim. We never find kachim kalim that stop at chatzos. Hence, the halacha of nosar continues then. See the Harei Kedem Chelik Beis Siman Nun Dalet for a further elaboration of what our Chachmei HaMesorah taught us. We continue on in the Gemara, 12 lines from the bottom on Tesam and Aleph. Hani Tanoi Kehani Tanoi. The Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva follows other Machlokios. We have a parallel of this Machlokes Tanoim. The Sanya, as we learn in the Braisa, Pasuk says, Shom Tizbaches HaPesach Bo'orev, B'voy HaShemesh Moyed Tzeis Chomim Mitzrayim. You should eat at the same time that you went to Adam Mitzrayim, Rabbi Elazar Oimer. And the evening you eat it, when the sun has set, beforehand it is slaughtered, and at the time that you went out of Mitzrayim, if you divide the pasuk into three parts, this is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yoshua Aimer, be'erev atazaveach, in the afternoon you slaughter. K'voy Hashem Shatochel, Amos Atochel Oilech Ad Moyed Seischam Yimitzrayim. You could eat it until the time that you had gone out Mitzrayim. So what corresponds is the Shita Rabbi Yoshua responds to Rabbi Akiva, and the Shita Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah corresponds to Rabbi Eliezer. So it seems to me that that Machlokes Tanaim is dependent on the other one. Continues the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Avo. Rabbi Avo answer. Hakol Moedim. Everybody agrees. Kishenigul Yisrael Mitzrayim. That it only took place, the geula only took place in the evening. They only left during the day. They were freed of the yoke of the Egyptians already in the evening. As the pasuk tells us that they only left in the daytime, because it says Machras HaPesach. What are they arguing? Al Shas Chipazon. They're disagreeing on what qualifies as the time that they were hurried. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah Sover Mai Chipazon Chipazon the Mitzrayim. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says you look at the hurriedness of the Egyptians. If it's the hurriedness of the Egyptians, then it's going to be at Chatzos. Rebbe Akiva Sover Mai Chipazon Chipazon the Yisrael. We're referring to the Chipazon of Klal Yisrael, which took place already only at the morning, because they only rushed out in the morning time. We learn in a bright like this, the pasuk says that Hashem took us out in the evening. The Sifri asks, did it take place in the evening? The geula started in the evening, but only culminated during the day. The pasuk continues in Shmos. We continue to discuss the process of the geula. Daber no ba'oznei ha'am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Moshe, please speak to the people, to tell them to ask of the Mitzrayim for their wealth. Amri dvei Rabbi Yana eino el lashem bakasha. As we translate it, it's a request. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe bebakasha mimcha. I beg of you. Leich v'amar l'misok v'akasha. Mikem Shalom Mitzrayim Biklay Chesed Vplezov. I really want that they should please have them ask the Egyptians for money. Not that these Jews were hungry for money, we see from this Gemara. Shaloye Omer Oisei Tzadik, so that Avraham Avinu will not say that when I promised him something, that the promise was not fulfilled. Not that the Jews wanted money, were hungry for the money. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to fulfill his promise to Avraham. Philosophically, why was that so important? That's a different story for them to leave with a rechush gadol. But it's not that the Jews were hungry looking for money. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded Moshe Rabbeinu, or had requested enough, that Bnei Yisrael should do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that they're going to be enslaved, but they will go out. It hadn't been fulfilled until they had asked the Egyptians. And Avram Avinu would say, you didn't fulfill it. Amrulo. Bnei Yisrael again weren't interested in the money. They said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vilavai, Shenet Sebat Tmeinu. We wish that we ourselves would go out. We don't need the money. We want it out. Mashal Adam Shayachavish Beis Asurim. Someone is caught in prison. Vayomrimlo. Bnei Adam Mosino Solomachar Beis Asurim. Vnosulcha Mamin Arbe. You're going to get a lot of money. Vomer Lehem. Bivakoshim came. Atiyani Yom Veini Mivakish Kulm. Money is not important to me. When a person is in a difficult situation, money is not important. It's only when they're wrapped up in their gashmios, that's when money becomes important. Maybe we could suggest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt the responsibility to give reparations to Klal Yisrael in order to make Klal Yisrael. So then they had to go to Shibu Mitzrayim. They had to first be avodim to human beings to know what it means to be an Eved Hashem. And as many write, the whole tachlis of Mitzrayim was to lead to Kabbalah's HaTorah. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the one hand, needed to do it to us. On the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu that it will be repaid with a rechush gadol, both in terms of the spiritual rechush, the ultimate rechush, and that is the rechush of Torah. And at the same time, as we know, Alpi Kabbalah, everything that exists, Lamala also reflects Lamata, so it was reflected Lamata in the rechush that was given to Klal Yisrael when they left Mitzrayim. So it's not about that Klal Yisrael wanted a rechush, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in terms of the Midas Hadin even, needed to give Klal Yisrael its rechush, both the rechush of Ruchnius as well as its parallel in the rechush of Gashmius. The Gemara continues and discusses the Lashon Vayashilum that they asked seems to be a Lashon that refers to one of the parties not wanting the asking to take place. Because if it was wanted, then it would be Vayashilu. Says Gemara, Vayashilum Amar Rabbi Ami Milamin Shishilum Bal Karcham. It was against the will of one of the parties. Which party was against the will of? Ikadami Bal Karcham de Mitzrayim. Some say it was against the will of the Egyptians. Vikadami Bal Karcham de Yisrael. And some say it was against the will of Bnei Yisrael. Man Amar Bal Karcham de Mitzrayim Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says that Bnei Yisrael in Tehillim, that Bnei Yisrael lived in one house with the Mitzrayim, and the bounty was divided by them. The fact that the Torah refers to it as Sholom, as bounty, seems to indicate that it was against the will of the Mitzrayim. Man Amar Bal Karcham de Yisrael, the ones who say it's Bal Karcham de Yisrael, Mishum Masui, that it was a weight. They had to schlep it out. Again, based on this, it seems, according to this Man D'Amar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed it to happen as he had promised it to Avraham Avinu, and is not as the way some have distorted the Pasuk, that the Jews were hungry for the money. They cleared out Mitzrayim. Amar Rabbi Ami, Melamed Shaso Kimitzuda She'en Bohem Dogon. It was like a trap of birds that's empty of its food. The trap only works when there's food inside. The Mitzrayim were entirely emptied out. They were just a hollow shell because they didn't have their money. It's like an aquarium or a sea that doesn't have any fish. Their essence was lost once their money was gone. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, my name is Eyash Eyah. Kadosh Baruch Hu Lameisha. Leicha Mar Laim Yisrael. Ani Meisei Achem B'Shibud Ze. Ani Em Imachem B'Shibud Malchus. I was with you here even when you didn't see me, and I will be with you in the darkest times of the exile. I'm the father of Rabbeinu Shon. Da'il Etzar B'Shait. It's hard enough for us now. Kadosh Baruch Hu Leicha Mar Laim Eyash Lachani Aleicha. Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts the argument. Don't introduce Moshe Rabbeinu says future pains of Golos, it's hard enough for them now. Aneini Hashem, aneini.
Amar Rabbi Avohu, the pasuk that Elio Hanani said. Aneini Hashem, Aneini. What's that going to teach us? Rabbi Avohu, Amar Elio. Aneini Shtei Pa'amin. Milam Hesham Elio Lepnei Chodesh Baruch Hu Rabbeinu Shaloylam. Aneini Shateirid Eish Min Hashemayim V'toichal Kol Hashem Mizbeach. Number one, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the korban should be enough in his confrontation with the B'nai Baal, the Baal of Avodah Zarah, as we might be familiar in Malachim, where Elo asks that his korban be accepted. V'aneini shetesiach daitam k'dei shelo yamru maisik shofim heim. And at the same time, distract from them the idea that it came from black magic, shenemar, as the pasuk says, Atasi boisas liba macharonis, turn their hearts from being backwards. In other words, let them be swayed. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nes, not necessarily are the people swayed. They might be justified. The planes flew through the night, amazing miracles of 1967. Yet, unfortunately, for some, the impact did not last. Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz writes that even though the Nisim at Yamsuf were greater than any Nevuah of Yecheskel HaNavi, the Medrash describes it as Mashirah, Shivcha Bayom, Lo Ro Yecheskel Bemuzi Ben Yomov, yet nevertheless, Klal Yisrael sinned afterwards because they hadn't prepared and they hadn't been seen the Nes through the appropriate eyes. Similarly over here, Eliyahu HaNavi asks that the Nes be seen appropriately and the impact be significant. Bezer Hashem, the Mishnah continues 3 lines before the wide on Tess on the base. New Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, Shechiyonu v'kimonu v'giyonu lazman hazeh. We have concluded the Gemara on the first Mishnah in Shas. Meimatai kari neshma b'shachris. When does one read Kriya Shema? In the morning. What is the Zman? Mishiyakir. Mishiyakir ben Tcheles Alavan. When one could differentiate between Tcheles, which is generally translated as blue, and white. Rabbi Lazar Aimer ben Tcheles Lekarsi. Rabbi Lazar says between Tcheles and Karsi. Karsi is generally translated, although there is a big discussion about this, it's generally translated as a green, which is leaning towards blue. That's the earliest Zman. Ad ha-netzachama. The Zman exists until Netzachama. Rabbi Yeshua Omer ad shaloshos. Rabbi Yeshua says it's 3 hours, not until Netzachama, 3 hours into day. Shekein derech melachim lamod b'shaloshos. Because kings get up within 3 hours, and then it's still the Zman of v'shach v'cha, the first 3 hours into the day. Akor mikan ve'elech lo hifsid. If you miss the Zman, you haven't lost in the sense that there is nothing wrong with reading after man, even if one was not mekayim the mitzvah ka'odam ha'koyre b'toyre. You get at least the schar of kriyas ha'toyre. Says the Gemara, my main tcheles alavan. What exactly is this shear between blue and what does it mean to be able to see the difference between tcheles and lavan? Analyzes the Gemara. Ilema ben gvova de amra chiyura. If you're going to say it refers to wool that is dyed, chiyura means white, l'gvava da'amra d'tcheilasa, or wool that is dyed blue, habalela nami meidi yadi. If you were given blue and white wool together, so then in such a case, you would easily be able to say the difference, claims the Gemara, even at night. Ela ben tcheila sheba l'lovan sheba. We're talking about an instance when there's one piece of wool that has both white and blue that was dyed in it, so then in such a case, that is the shear of me, shiyakir, and that can not be differentiated at night, but could be differentiated come a certain moment in the morning, the exact time Bezer Hashem will discuss in the future. Tanya, we learned in a brisa of 4 lines into the wide on Tess on the base. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Mishiyakir ben Ze'ev Lekelev. Rabbi Meir has a totally different shear, and that is when a person could differentiate between a wolf and a dog, who are in similar animal families, but of course are different. Rabbi Kiva Omer ben Chamor la'arod. The difference between a donkey and a wild donkey. V'achayir mamir mishir es chavero rochok dalet amis v'yaki renu. This is actually what is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. That is the amount of time, the period of time, where you could recognize your friend from a distance of Dalet Amos. Amar Rav Huna, halacha k'achir. Rav Huna says we follow, as we mentioned, this opinion. Amar Abaye, l'tfilin k'achir. When it comes to tfilin, we follow this opinion of achir. L'kriya Shema, when it comes to Kriya Shema, vasikin, vasikin, we follow the Rashi translates vasikin as modest people who love mitzvahs.
The literal translation probably means the older children, older people, excuse me, from the older generation, and in general, it's the older people who are anovim and mechave mitzvah, those who are closer to the previous mesorah, the previous generation. For Kriya Shema, one should do it as the vasikin did it. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, what does that mean? Vasikin ayigomer nosem neitzachama, the way we use the expression vasikin today, vatikin, that means at the time of Neitz Hachama. They would conclude it with the Neitz Hachama. Tanya nam yochi vasikin ayigomer nosem neitz hachama, kedei shiyismoch gula l'tfila, they would conclude it with Neitz Hachama. They would, the reason that they would conclude Kriya Shema Neitz Hachama was kedei shiyismoch that they would daven at the beginning of the day. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira said, Maikra, it's based on a pasuk, Yira'ucha im Hashemesh. We will encounter you with the sun, v'lefnei yoreach, dor dor, for generations, and also with the moon. Chazal here, see a remez to davening, what we call the seeking. Continues the Gemara. Heyed Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Yosi ben El Yochum testified, Mishum Kehila Kedisha di Yerushalayim, in the name of the holy Kehila in Yerushalayim, Kol Asamech Gula Tfila Eina Nizek Kol Ayom Kulay. Anybody who puts Gula next to Tfila will not be damaged. Amar Rabbi Zera Eini, Rabbi Zera asked, Vahana Samchi V'Saski, I did it, I was careful to be some Gula Tfila. So he said, okay, so let's tell us, in what way were you damaged? We know what you're talking about. Damtayas also of a Malka. You have to buy very expensive hadasim for the kingdom. Hasam nami libacha mi boilach, lemehavi igra. Lemechse ape Malka. That's a chiyuv that everybody would have to pay money to go see the king. In other words, what had happened to Rabbi Zeira, the Gemara says, is not a real hezek. Says the Gemara, why? Damar Rabbi Yochan, la'olim yishtad la'olim la'rus l'kras malcha Yisrael. You should run to sing, to see Melech Yisrael, v'lo l'kras malcha Yisrael b'vad, elafil l'kras malcha akum. You should even run to see Gentiles, kings. Why? Shim yizke yavchin b'malcha Yisrael l'balcha l'akum. He would sing, burst out in song, Ashreinu matov chalkenu, to see the difference between Malchus Yisrael and the Malchus of the Umos HaOlam. That a true Melech Yisrael is worried about Klal Yisrael, is worried about fostering Klal Yisrael's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about building Eretz Yisrael in the Beis HaMikdash, and Malchus HaUmos are generally focused on satisfying their own personal Yetzer Hara. This Bezer Hashem concludes our Daf of Daf Tesam Beis. Bezer Hashem, we will begin a couple of halacha topics that come from our daf. The first topic, Bezer Hashem, for today, for daf tes, Maseches Brachos, revolves around the machlokis between Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah and Rebbe Akiva of what exactly is the appropriate time for the zman of Achilas Karben Pesach. Does it go until Chatzos, as we elaborate upon according to Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, or like Rebbe Akiva, who says that it goes until Alos HaShachar. That machlokis, in terms of Karben Pesach, we discussed when we did the Gemara. Unfortunately, that discussion does not enter Halacha L'maisa today. Bezer Hashem, we hope that next time we get to this daf, or even before, maybe when we get to Maseches Pesachim, it will be already Halacha L'maisa. The Halacha L'maisa applications of it relate to the night of Pesach, and that is when do the mitzvos of matzah, maror, haggadah, hallel, etc., when do they extend to? Do they extend until chatzos, or do they go alos hashachar? The Rishonim bring out that the machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah will exist in that area as well. In other words, according to many Rishonim, if we follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then that means that on the night of Pesach, the mitzvah to eat matzah is only until chatzos. If you take a look at our Gemara, you will see that the Ein Mishpat sends us to the Rambam in Hilchos Korban Pesach in Perek Ches Halacha Tezvav that says Kvar Biyarnu Mikama Mekomos Shein HaPesach Nechol Ala Ad Chatzos Kedei Laharchik Min Avera V'Din Torah Shei Ochol Kal HaLayla Ad Amud HaShachar. That the Rambam says that the Mitzvah Korban Pesach is until Chatzos. However, the Din Torah could already be eaten until. This is as well the Rambam's psak in Perek Vav, Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Halacha Aleph, that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Akiva for all of the mitzvot halayla that one can eat the Karbin Pesach as well as the Afikoman until morning of Alo Hashachar. This Yisod is borne out by the Gemara in Pesach and Makuf Chaf Amabez, where the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's until Chatzos, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it is Kol Halayla. The Rambam is paskening like one of them. However, if you take a look in Torah Shulchan Aruch Simin Tav Ayin Zayin, the Chumrah that exists for many today appears, and that is that Rabbi Tam and the Ran both follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and that is that the Zman of Achilas Afikomen is until Chatzos. Hence, in Mishneh Berurah, and even in the Shulchan Aruch itself, the Psak follows against the Rambam, like the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, to eat dafka before Chatzos. It is well known that since it's a Machlokas Rishonim, the Avnei Nezer suggested the following solution to the phenomenon of eating and getting everything done on the night of Pesach before Chatzos, with the following suggestion. In Orach Chaim, Shin Pei Aleph, the Avnei Nezer writes, the following condition should be made before Chatzos, and one should stop wherever one is. One could stretch out, Chasidish is man, stretch out the time, no requirement for a person to rush to get everything done before Chatzos. If you're in the middle of Magid or in the middle of Shulchan Aruch when it comes to Chatzos, take a kezayis matzah. Well, Magid won't work. Let's talk about in Shulchan Aruch. Most people are in Shulchan Aruch. Take a kezayis matzah and make the following condition in the middle of your meal and say, if we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then in 10 minutes from now is the end of Zman, this matzah should be considered the afikoman. And if not, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, I'm stam eating matzah in the middle of the meal. The Avnei Nezer's fascinating assumption is that we all know that there's a prohibition, Eim Aftirin Achar Pesach Afikomen, there's a prohibition of eating after the Karban Pesach. The Avnei Nezer claims that's only during the Zman. If it's past the Zman, then there's no requirement, and therefore one could continue eating. The assumption of Avnei Nezer, of course, is this idea, Eim Aftirin Achar Pesach Afikomen, applies only during the Zman of Achila, number one, and number two, in quite a few places, particularly in Chelik Aleph, in Rav Nevin Zal's Mishneh Berurah, he discusses whether a t'nai by mitzvos would be acceptable. It could very well be that a person cannot introduce a condition when doing a mitzvah. Either you're doing the mitzvah or you're not doing the mitzvah. See Chelik Aleph, an arichos in that, and there are many achronim that discuss that as well. But this is the suggestion of the Avnei Nezer. In regards to other mitzvahs, it should be noted that the Ran, as quoted by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, suggests that this requirement does not only apply to Afikomen, which corresponds to Karban Pesach, but all mitzvahs halayla, including Hallel. Therefore, according to the Ran, one needs to finish Hallel as well before Chatzos. If I'm not mistaken, some of my Rabbeim were machmir for this. On the other hand, some of my Rabbeim are not. That is very difficult to finish Hallel before Chatzar.
There is a fascinating question about the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself in regards to Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Clearly, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds that when it comes to the mitzvot halayla, it extends until Chatzos. However, there is a Mishnah, which we quote in the Haggadah, called Maisav Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Blazav ben Azariah, that they were sitting and Osek in, as the Mishnah describes, Misaprim B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Kol Osa HaLayla. And many are bothered, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah himself is of the opinion that the mitzvah is until Chatzos. How could Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah be involved with Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim if he holds that there isn't a chiyuv here at all? Some want to suggest a very simple answer, a very beautiful answer, that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was sitting with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the Rav in Bnei Brak. Even if you disagree with the Rav, you follow that which the Rav is doing. Rav Soloveitchik suggested a different answer, and we will see that this answer, or something similar to it, is going to be necessary within the Shulchan Aruch, within Halacha L'maaseh. It's not enough to simply say that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was following Rabbi Akiva when one opens the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Soloveitchik's suggestion was that there are two halachos, two components of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. One is the component of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim that is connected to the halachos of the mitzvot of Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. Rav Soloveitchik elaborated on this, that the precipitation of the Matzah and Maror is to discuss the halachos that relate to it, and then thereby, presumably, the inspiration behind it. And that exists when the mitzvah of B'Shoah Shabiyesh Matzah Maror Menachem Lefanecha, that exists until Chatzos. The halachos are only pertinent when B'Shoah Shabiyesh Matzah Maror Menachem Lefanecha. Then there is another din, and that is to be Osek in the Sipur Maisa of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like many have the custom to continue with the Midrashim, and so on and so forth, and that exists the entire night. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch it says that there is a chiyuv, chayiv, in Simin Tav Pei Aleph. It's one of the things I like to point out to my students, that this is an example of staying up all night, which is a chiyuv in Shulchan Aruch many people are not aware of on the night of Pesach. In contrast, many people are aware on Shavuos night of staying up the whole night. That is not found in Shulchan Aruch. Here, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Chayiv Adam Lasot Bilchas HaPesach B'Yitzias Mitzrayim U'Lesaper Menisim Neflo Shos HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Avoseinu Ad Shetech Defenu Sheina," until he falls asleep. The Chiyuv is until he falls asleep, but is the entire night. That, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah holds, is the Chiyuv. Whether that is the correct answer in terms of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah's own Hanhaga or not, clearly, in Simin Tav Pei Aleph Beis, even though we follow the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that one needs, both for Ashkenazim and Sfardim, to lechatchila do it until Chatzos, nevertheless, the mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim exists the entire night. Chayiv Adam Lasov Bilchas HaPesach will be Yitzias Mitzrayim ulesaper benisim v'neflo shasa kodesh baruch lavesenu ad shetachtevenu shena. One could point out that Soloveitchik's approach does not really fit in the Shulchan Aruch, because in Shulchan Aruch it says that there is an inyan to be osek both in Hilchas Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to tell over the Nisim v'Neflos until one falls asleep. And therefore, that would seem to indicate that at least in Shulchan Aruch, all of the mitzvot halayla of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, even if there is a dichotomy in the discussion of the halachos, all of that exists until Techtefenu Shena. Hence, it could very well be that even though the mitzvot halayla exist until Chatzos, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, not the way Soloveitchik taught it, the halachos, the nisim and the flows, exist the entire night until a person falls asleep. This concludes our first topic with the approach of Soloveitchik. I didn't give the reference. It's found in the Siach Hagrid, in his grandson's Haggadah of Yitzchak Lichtenstein's Haggadah, as well as in the Harurei Kedem. The second topic I would like to discuss is the topic of the Zman of Tfilin that emerged from our Gemara and Mishnah, that the Mishnah had quoted an opinion that said that the Zman of Kriyishma is Mishayakir. And the Gemara says that Anshei Vasikin should put on Tfilin by the Zman of Mishiyakir, and say Kriya Shema with the Netzach Hamah to go into Tefillah at that particular moment. So our Gemara tells us, the Halacha, that the Zman of putting on Tefillin is the Zman of Mishiyakir. There are different customs of when is the Zman of Mishiyakir. This is brought down in regards to Tefillin in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Lamed. Zman HaNechosim Baboker, we pass in the Mishiyakir as Mishiyira as Chaveh Oragilimo Tzas Berichuk Dalet Amis V'Yakirenu, recognizes his friend in a distance of 4 Amis. Rav Neventhal quotes different customs in this regard on page 58 in his Mishneh Berurah. For the Svardim, he says it's an hour before Netzach Hamah. For Ashkenazim, it's 50 minutes. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal felt that it's even a little bit less than 50 minutes before Netzach Hamah. Either way, one generally follows what is found in the standard Luach. This is the Zman, the earliest Zman for Tefillin. It is the same Zman as well from the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat and Tes, in Simi Yud Ches, for Tzitzis as well. A fascinating Shaila that was posed to me just this week from a dear Talmud, which I asked Rav Neventhal about, revealed something very, very beautiful about this requirement of a Mishiyakir when it comes to Tefillin. This dear Talmud is a medical student, and he's hitting one of his most intensive years, and he will have to daven before rounds, and that will be prior to Netzach Hamah, after Alos HaShachar. The question was, what should he do in regards to Tefillin? Originally, we thought the question would be, in regards to Tefillin, should he put on the Tefillin without a bracha before the Zman of Mishiyakir? After all, the Zman of Tefillin only starts by Mishiyakir, and then, as the custom of many of Rav Neventhal's Talmidim, to put on during Mincha. For a separate discussion, Rav Neventhal holds that it could very well be that one has to put on Tefillin in general during Mincha. I know it's a big chidush, that's not for now. That he should put on the Tefillin at that during Mincha with a bracha. After discussing it with Rav Neventhal suggested a fascinating chidush. He said that he thought that the person should put on Tefillin with a bracha, even though it was before the Zman of Mishiyakir. Why? Well, he pointed out that Mi'ikur Dedina, we paskin Tefillin, Laila is Zman Tefillin. If Laila is the time for Tefillin, so then the only reason we don't put on Tefillin at night is because we're afraid a person is going to sleep, fall asleep in them. Rav Neventhal pointed out that in Russia, he could not recall which Posek had said this, when the Jews were oppressed over there, and there was no way they'd be able to put on the Tefillin during the day, a psak was given that if they had slept already that night, they had gotten their night's sleep, and there was no chash that he would fall asleep, so then in such a case, maybe a doctor, he had to be careful to get a decent amount of sleep, both as a doctor and in terms of putting on Tefillin. So then in such a case, then since we paskin that Laila is man Tefillin, so then in such a case, a bracha could be made. In that case in Russia, it was said even before Alos, Kal Vachomer of Neventhal said, here in this case, where it would be after Alos, then in such a case, a bracha should be made on the Tefillin even beforehand. However, of course, lechatchila, the Zman is Mishiyakir, as brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and for those who follow the tradition from Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it is less than 50 minutes before Netzach. In terms of the Zman of Kriyashma, the Mechaber writes that even though the time starts Mishiyakir, we will read the language of the Mechaber in Simen Nun Ches Sif Aleph. Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shacharis Mishiyiras Chaver Rogelim Oktzas Brichuk Dalet Amos. We discussed that time. Umitzvah Min Amufchar Lekrosa Kivasikin, to read it at the time of the Talmidim. That's how the translation is inserted into the Shulchan Aruch. And Rashi says it means modest people or mechabev mitzvahs. Shehayu Mechuvanim Lekrosa Me'at. They would try to leave a little bit of time. Kodem HaNetzach Hamah, Kedesh Yisayim Kriyishma Berchasel, Im HaNetzach Hamah, V'Yismach HaTfila Miyad, BaNetzach Hamah.
That is how we understand our line of the Gemara, La Halacha, where the Gemara says, Gomrin osa ima neitzachama, you conclude it with the neitzachama. In other words, the Birchos Kriyashma is concluded with neitzachama, and one begins tefillah during the moment afterward. Rav Nachman adds in the back of Chelek Alpha, the Mishnah Berurah, that there is an opinion of the Baal Hamor on Brachos Daf Beis and the Dafim of the Rif that says that there is an inyan to say Kriyashma with Aliyas Hashemesh, with Alos HaShachar as well. However, in the Shulchan Aruch, the description is as we follow. This Bezer Hashem concludes our halachic topics today for Daf Tess.